time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Washington and the rest of the nation was rattled Wednesday as the first excerpt of a new book written by Michael Wolff, Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, was published in advance of Tuesday's official release.
Wolff's account is based on 200 interviews and more than a dozen visits to the White House complex. One of his key sources was dismissed chief strategist Steve Bannon. Among the most damaging revelations are ones like this about Russia and that infamous Trump Tower meeting with Russian lobbyists. Quote, the three senior guys in the campaign thought it was a good idea to meet with a foreign government inside Trump Tower in the conference room on the 25th floor with no lawyers. They didn't have any lawyers. Even if you thought this was not treasonous, unpatriotic, or bad bleep, and I happen to think it's all of that, you should have called the FBI immediately. And this one about potential financial crimes. Quote, you realize where this is going. This is all about money laundering. Mueller chose senior prosecutor Andrew Weissman first, and he is a money laundering guy. Their path to bleep Trump goes right through Paul Manafort, Don Jr., and Jared Kushner. It's as plain as a hair on your face. The president responding with a lengthy statement suggesting that Steve Bannon was less important than he would have people believe and that he's crazy. Quote, Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind. Steve was a staffer who worked for me after I'd already won the nomination by defeating 17 candidates, often described as the most talented field ever assembled in the Republican Party. Steve pretends to be at war with the media, which he calls the opposition party, yet he spent his time at the White House leaking false information to the media to make himself seem far more important than he was. It is the only thing he does well. Steve was rarely in a one-on-one meeting with me and only pretends to have had influence to fool a few people with no access and no clue, whom he helped write phony books.
The book dominated Wednesday's White House press briefing, the first one since the Christmas break.
The president says that when Steve Bannon was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind. Does he feel betrayed by Steve Bannon? Does he regret hiring him?
I think the president's statement is extremely clear what his position on Mr. Bannon is. It was pretty lengthy and pretty detailed, and there's not really much to clarify or to add.
But is there regret then? I mean, he says a lot in this book, and they did have a long and close working relationship. So is there a sense of betrayal?
Once again, I think the president's statement fully addresses what his position and what his relationship with Mr. Bannon is.
Did the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., commit treason?
I think that is a ridiculous accusation and one that I'm pretty sure we've addressed many times from here before. And if that's in reference to comments made by Mr. Bannon, I'd refer you back to the ones that he made previously on 60 Minutes, where he called the collusion with Russia about this president a total farce.
The president's statement suggests that Steve Bannon had very little influence in the White House, but the president himself elevated him to the same level as the chief of staff and put him on the National Security Council. How do you reconcile that?
I wouldn't say that he elevated him to the same level of the chief of staff, and I think that in the actions that Steve took, the president was clear that it didn't have a lot of influence on him or the decision-making process throughout his time here at the White House.
It continued like that, with Sarah Sanders pushing back on the allegations. A second excerpt released Thursday describes a scene where, at Mar-a-Lago just before the new year, quote, a heavily made-up Trump failed to recognize a succession of old friends. Continues, it used to be inside of 30 minutes he'd repeat word for word and expression for expression the same three stories. Now it was within 10 minutes. Indeed, many of his tweets were the product of his repetitions. He just couldn't stop saying something. Although the major news organizations were quick to point out that they had not independently verified the claims made in the book, Trump's attorney sent a cease and desist order to Steve Bannon to prevent him from making disparaging comments about the president and his family. ABC News reporting that a statement issued late Wednesday said that Bannon had been notified, quote, his actions of communicating with author Michael Wolff regarding an upcoming book give rise to numerous legal claims, including defamation by libel and slander, and breach of his written confidentiality and non-disparagement agreement. Another cease and desist letter was sent Thursday morning to Wolf and book publisher Henry Holt, demanding that they stop publication and issue an apology to the president for defamatory statements made thus far. In other news, and there is other news, the president on Wednesday announced that he's disbanding the controversial Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity, allegedly formed to study voter fraud, that was chaired and led by Vice President Mike Pence and Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach. Trump created the commission last year in response to his ridiculous claim that he lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton because of millions of illegally cast ballots. And just as recreational cannabis becomes legal in California, the Associated Press is reporting that Attorney General Jeff Sessions is rescinding the Obama-era policy that discouraged enforcement of federal laws in states that had legalized it, potentially paving the way for the federal government to crack down on the burgeoning marijuana industry. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.